B-Pod Studios.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio, your home for esports and video games. My name's Weirdbeard, stepping in for James and Robbie Landis, bringing you a best of the best show here while we're on holiday break. Don't ever forget that if you ever go over to our website at checkpointxp.com, not only can you read some of our amazing content, like five things Cyberpunk 2077 did get right, even though it was a terrible launch, but you can also check out all of our shows on demand. You want to take this show with you wherever you go. You sometimes accidentally miss it. You oversleep. You have too much eggnog and you just can't handle yourself and don't catch the show. That's all right. We've got you covered again on our website at checkpointxp.com. While you're there, make sure to drop a like, and you can also leave us a review. We might even read it on air. Still to come, what game are you so hyped for that ended up turning into an utter disappointment? We've got that covered, plus a game called Are You a True Gamer? Find out whether or not you fit that label coming up in a little bit. But right now, what were the best games of the PS4 and Xbox One generation? They defined an entire generation of gaming. We discuss the best titles right now on Checkpoint XP.
The next generation of consoles is just around the corner and out the gate. Microsoft has seemed fairly weak in terms of big news and excitement in regards to their next gen releases, but that has changed after some pretty big announcements they've made over the past weeks. But is it enough for Microsoft to gain a solid foothold? That is where we're going to get started. The next gen season of consoles is approaching quickly, with both Microsoft and Sony about to launch their new consoles in a little over a month. For a while, it seemed like the Sony PS5 was going to be the console to own after some lackluster announcements from Xbox. But for the first time, Sony has not blown Microsoft out of the water. Plus, hot off the heels of a big announcement that Microsoft has bought a huge video game developer, the next generation of Xbox is finally looking like a contender. Robbie, can Microsoft make a comeback this generation?
It is entirely possible, and honestly, this is actually something that I predicted a few years ago when they first started buying up a bunch of these developers. You know, obviously, most recently it was Bethesda. They also own Ninja Theory and a few other ones. I think Microsoft Studios now encapsulates like 22 or 23 different studios.
Wow.
Now, when they first started doing this back during the Xbox One era, that was when they had literally no games, like especially compared to what PlayStation had, right? Unless you just wanted to play Halo, like, what was the real reason for getting an Xbox? And I had said back then that technically, if they can commit right now to getting a bunch of these studios lined up in their pockets, then a generation, maybe two generations down the line, then they'll start to have, you know, the IPs and the titles that we think of, you know, when we look at, like, Sony.
And you predicted all this looking into your crystal ball.
Yes. Exactly. Wow. Now, on top of that, too, as far as, like, being a consumer-friendly brand goes, you know, I know that we're like, oh, why put all these on PC? No one wants to buy your consoles. But as a consumer, you cannot argue with how great something like Game Pass is. I mean, it's Netflix for games. That's what it is. Instead of having to worry about spending $60 every time you want a game, now for $15 a month, you have access to all of them. And what I didn't expect, and Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, has said, is that Bethesda games, at least Bethesda games,
yes,
when they come out, day one release
on Game Pass,
they'll be on Game Pass.
Wow.
That's so huge. That's
first day right
huge.
There.
And that's the big thing, is the gripe that everybody had about Game Pass was like, oh, great, I get to play all the old games,
yeah,
and I get to play games 6-7 months after they come out.
Because that was one of my biggest deals.
Yeah, like it would come late to Game Pass. By announcing that, it's like, oh, we heard you complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Fixed. Day one games out of the gate. It's now a competitor to like what Sony is positioning their stuff as, is like, get the best games the day that they launch. Whatever you want,
yep,
we've got it.
So now, if you don't have a PC, the reason to get an Xbox isn't necessarily because they have better games. But now, if I want to play all the, you know, games that they come out day of, instead of spending $60 per game,
mm-hmm,
the day they come out, it's just the one flat monthly fee.
It's almost like a buy before you can try it before you buy it.
It's hard to
get the Game Pass.
So
you play the game. If you decide you love it, you absolutely have to have a physical copy of it. You can then go out and buy it.
Yeah, the way that I explained it to somebody over the weekend is like now it's the battle lines have been drawn. Sony wants to make their money by you buying $60-$70 games, maybe like once a month, once every other month, something like that. Xbox is content to go, yo, give us $15 until you kick the bucket and you're dead, and you can play. Whatever games we have. We don't care how often, you know what I mean? Like, because you may spend more money in a short term on Sony for those long term customers that are always going to do Xbox stuff. It's now forever money.
I have to say, look, if you are doing Game Pass, and I forget the exact price off the top of my head, but it's about 15 ish a month or something like that. You're looking at $180 a year for that. And if you buy a whole year, it's probably cheaper, right?
Well, yep. Plus, if you finance a new Xbox, it's included even in your monthly payments.
It's even cheaper. But that is the equivalent of three full price games at $60. I absolutely will buy more than three games a year. Mm-hmm. So Game Pass is, without a doubt, a way better deal than buying games at retail.
You think that could be one of the best values in gaming at the moment?
It has to be. Like that. I feel like Xbox finally just... I mean, we were worried about it to begin with, but I feel like Xbox finally realized we're not going to be able to beat them by like out-competing them. Just undercut them on price, and that's how we're going
to
win.
All right, well, there's a taste of some of the what the next generation of Xbox consoles will be able to offer gamers. Now, some of these recent announcements have actually caused PS5 fanboys to change teams and are now considering spending their money on a next-gen Xbox. We want to hear from you if you fall into that category. Have these recent Xbox announcements changed your mind? Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. We'll take your calls in just a moment because now it's time for this.
Time is up! Oh, my God!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
The Close Shave of the Week comes to us from the showdown of the weekend that happened at the League of Legends World Tournament. And with the hopes and dreams of all North America on their shoulders, Team Liquid took on Mad Lions in a series that Liquid was supposed to fall flat on their faces in, but somehow pulled it out behind insane performances by Broxah and Impact. Check out the impact of this single play by Impact that flipped the entire series on its head, helping Liquid take a 2-0 record through the weekend.
Impact dives in. Death Realm used on Arome. Shadow's in the right position here. Does have the flash if he wants to dive forward. Mad Lions continuing just to push Team Liquid back. Impact arrow comes out. Cordy J stunned through the quickness. Zenith Blade going out as Kazi flashes away from the quickness on the back line. Shadow diving in. They're trying to get Impact. They're trying to get Cordy J. They've got one. Impact able to flash away. Tactical opening up with the spray and pray. And look at what the rat can do. Two quick kills to Team Liquid. And Mad Lions have to walk away.
Jensen still looking for Destiny in over on the side. He has the ghost to try and chase them down. Mad Lions, they're in trouble.
GoCard locked onto Kaiser. The wild cards come out and Broxah takes the kill. Next up on the menu is Jensen for Arome. He answers with one, but it's a 3v2 in favor of Team Liquid, and Broxah still hits the kick.
All right, great play there by Impact, helping Liquid take that lead over the weekend. Remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about how some of the recent Microsoft announcements have some gamers changing their minds as to which next-gen console they want to buy. We want to hear from you on this topic. Has your opinion of Xbox changed? Let us know at 1-833-557-0974. We want to hear from you on this topic. Has your opinion of Xbox changed? Let us know at 1-833-557-0974. We have Ray joining us on the phone lines right now.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just giving a call in from Brooklyn, and I figured you guys were having a good conversation about the Xbox. Just wanted to throw in my opinions. Well, to be perfectly honest, I do console gaming. I'm more of a PC gamer at heart itself, okay. But when I do console game, I would have to say, to be perfectly honest, I do more Sony gameplay on a console itself. That's not to say I don't use anything with the Xbox, you know, Game Pass on my PC itself.
So what do you think about all the changes that Xbox has currently come out with? I mean, obviously, you know, between the Game Pass, you know, being competitive with Sony, it seems like they're kind of starting to step their game up a little bit. Do you think it's going to work out for them?
I will definitely say that as far as the Game Pass goes, it shows that they're willing to do some things different, which is quite honestly something that Microsoft has needed to do as a company for quite a while, because they've done a lot of things the same, and you know, monotony basically just gets, well, monotonous. It, you don't want to, like, just keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. Like, I will say that maybe the acquisition of Bethesda was kind of a good thing to do, because the Xbox really, to me, you know, as a console player, it's more of a Halo box than anything at this particular point.
Halo box.
I will, however, say that, like, while they are making some interesting changes, I wish they would kind of change up their marketing quite a bit, because their marketing game has never, ever changed, I'd say, within the last 10 years. And it really is kind of depressing. And this is coming from a person that used to work at one of their retail stores as a technician.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Ray. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Looking forward to hearing from you guys again in your next show.
All right, Ray. Thanks for listening. And we have The Lost Drake joining us on the phone lines. The Lost Drake, has your opinion on the Xbox changed?
Has it changed in beta as the system coming out, or if our specs, or are you talking about games? What are you referring to?
So it seems like, at least when you look back through, you know, the past few years, you know, whether it's E3 showcases or, you know, big announcements like the next generation here, it seems like Sony tends to pull a little bit ahead of Microsoft. But at least recently, you know, with the Series X coming out, Game Pass and all that, it seems like they're starting to make up a little bit of ground. So, you know, what do you think the future of the Xbox console sort of looks like?
I mean, honestly, if you want my honest opinion about it, I've always been a hard believer in the games are what makes the console, mm-hmm. not the console itself. And I am a firm believer of, you know, what great content is going to come out. And right now, it looks like Xbox is making all the correct moves to be able to provide not only the best quality games, but also give us at a much better value than PlayStation is. So right now, I mean, I already have both of them pre-ordered. I have a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox One X, and I'm ready to go.
Now the question I have is, what one do you own, one or two current gen systems? Like, what do you currently have?
All right. Well, thank you, Lost Drake, for your time today. We appreciate it.
After being canceled this May, one of gaming's biggest showcase conventions announces that they're going virtual in early 2021.
Do you already have a PS5? Maybe you have an Xbox Series S or X. If you do, you can let us know. Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. Still to come, Callie got married in a video game, and you'll never guess why. Up next, though, BlizzCon goes online. Find out the details next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.